something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Did you ever feel like maybe a sense of frustration with a sense of urgency? And while you're there, you don't feel like laughing? And some fellow just comes laughing and looking happy? Get out of here. You've just knocked the joy out of you. Because you don't think that's the moment. You're having a frustration moment. See? And you like to protect it. Yeah. Have you ever seen people who love to, the love their trouble? They like it when some people are against them. And so they talk about it, they protect the problem. They keep talking about how they were mistreated by someone, and then the other one, and then the other one. Well, such is life. They feel like they're going through something, and they love it. They don't want to come out of it. They love to go through this persecution, as it were. And the feeling that they are alone and persecuted. And they don't have friends except you that they can talk to. You are the only one I can tell these things, you know. And you keep telling him or telling her, and she's just listening to your stories. Things just never get better. 3 weeks later, you're back again. It's the same story. It just never changes. And you are secretly happy to be going through this thing. Because if you're not going through it, you're not yourself. How many of you like trouble? You said, no, I don't like trouble. I don't really like trouble. But why do you preserve your trouble? Why do you preserve it? Why do you protect it? Why do you love it so much? I'll give you a simple example so you can know how you love trouble sometimes. Imagine that someone has offended you and you're waiting for that person to come and apologize. And then he's not coming to apologize. He's even acting as though he didn't do nothing wrong. Every day you see him, you're like, is it that he doesn't know what he did? Now, you are carrying the burden of this frustration, but you don't realize it. You're unhappy. But he's looking happy. Everything is normal with him, and you can't believe it. But you're still waiting for him to apologize. You might even get to the point where you begin to pray to God to knock him out and tell him to come and apologize to you. And he's not coming. You know you can have stomach ulcer because of that. It's true. You can have an ulcer because of that. Because the happier you see him, the more frustrated you are. Because you want to see him knocked out and sad? Now you know. Or he should come and apologize to the great you. Now, I tell you how to fix that. Instead of wasting days and weeks and months staying and remaining frustrated because of this, whatever it is, whatever you might want to call him, that refused to come to you to apologize And now you're unhappy. And it's affecting you everywhere. Maybe now you're coming late to work because of that. There are things you're supposed to do you can't do just because every time you're working, that thing goes through your mind. He still hasn't apologized. And then you stop your work. You're thinking, he's not there. He's just going through your mind. You've traveled in your mind back to the land of frustration. 2 hours gone. You're supposed to submit something. You haven't even started. Then suddenly you wake up and you come back to yourself. Suddenly you hear his voice quite close. You pack your things. You have closed. Because he has come close. Instead of doing that, why don't you just go and apologize and end it? You take the step. Go and apologize. You apologize. And when you apologize, the whole thing will come to an end. And you start living happy. You say, I should apologize. He offended me. I know he offended you. But you see, the thing is affecting you and is destroying your life. So why don't you bring it to an abrupt stop by going to him to say, I'm sorry about that. He will say, I thought I was the one that offended. No, I'm tired of keeping things like this. You'd find that you are the master of circumstances. So they will not dictate how you live. God needs you to be joyful for you to be successful. God needs you to be happy for you to be successful. You need it. You need it. A lady died of cancer. Why did she die of cancer? When the cancer started, and I was informed, I sent a message to her that she should stop worrying about her husband because, you know, she had so many things against her husband. You know, he was living wild. He was just, you know, I mean, if he did come to her Sunday service, it was a miracle. The pastor was happy. She was happy. Everybody was happy that he came. Then, of course, it'll be some weeks. So I sent a message to her. I said, you are in a greater problem than your husband. Let your husband go. In other words, stop holding these grudges against your husband because this is the reason for your cancer. No prayer can help you. What you need is to forgive and to forgive genuinely. Oh, she said she'll try it. Well, maybe she tried, but somehow he got worse and really misbehaved a little more. And she was frustrated. She got more angry. And the cancer got larger. Then I said, I don't think, if you don't forgive your husband, if you're going to keep this kind of feeling and hold your bitterness, this cancer will kill you. Because you've given it a home in your life. But what is God going to do about him? That was her anger. God's not going to do anything about him. God wants to do something about you. See? Think about what God wants to do with your life. And stop worrying about him. If you stop worrying about him, God will be able to do something about him. But as long as you're worried about him, God can do nothing with your life. And then you create a home for Satan. Oh, she said, okay. Then she got healed. Then she got angry again, and the cancer came back. And when the cancer came back, her frustration just went wild. And the husband wasn't changing. And then she died of it. The cancer killed her. She didn't die of cancer because cancer was a great, great enemy. No, she died of cancer because she just wouldn't let the cancer go. The cancer was the unforgiveness that she had in her heart. Understand something about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a tool. It's a marvelous tool for your own happiness. When you give that forgiveness, okay? When you give it to someone else, you don't give it because, they were so wrong, or you were so right. It's got nothing to do with right and wrong. It's in your own interest. You forgive. Don't wait for them to apologize. Apology and repentance are not the same anyway. And just because somebody apologized to you doesn't mean he's repentant. If someone says, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean he has changed his way of thinking. He might still hold to the same opinion and do the same thing next time. So apology is not repentance.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.